It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is the Drive Brouhaha, the Hop Monk Brouhaha. And joining us right now is a young man, and I mean young man because I'm turning 67 on Sunday. He's 20 years younger than me. Son of a bitch.
How did you know that? How do you know my exact age?
You son of a...
Wikipedia!
This is fantastic to be here. Yeah. How are you? Yes.
And if it's on great. Wikipedia, yeah. It's got to be true. That's the law.
True.
He's a comedian, actor, editor, producer, writer for TV and movies, and he's a cool guy. I followed
some
of
the stuff.
Are you
reading that on my Wikipedia, that I'm a cool guy? Does it say that there, or are you
no,
just
I
that?
No,
okay,
I added that. He is Zane Lamprey. Zane, welcome, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's cool to have you. And
there is so much. Let's set the stage really quick and explain that you have me sitting in this seat here surrounded by beer. I don't know what your intentions are, but I approve.
We just had sake. We did a sake
tasting.
You did
some sake tasting.
We have three wine shows a week.
Okay.
And then the beer show.
I would like for you to say we have three wine shows a day. I don't want to be. I want to be at the last recording of that and just see how it goes.
We could do that.
Mark's reading the news. What's happening, Mark?
Well, it's interesting. I like it that I can see up there.
Yeah.
You
know. I like that I can't because otherwise I'd be distracted by it.
That's how they get me every Thursday, by the way, is by
so
giving
can
me
watch
beer.
CNN.
Yeah, gotcha.
And watch CNN.
Right? The return of my dear friend, Drive Hall of Famer, Mark Carpenter, has been gone for 2 months.
Yes, sir.
And talk about your trip. I mean, this is
I was in mainly in Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Armenia, touring around, having a great time. It's unbelievable places to go. Recommended highly. Went to the world's oldest winery, which was in a cave in Armenia, and where these young girls made the wine. And this we're talking 5,000 years ago. And every once in a while, they would sacrifice these young women and eat them.
Well, what? You know, there's rewind for a second. I was taking a selfie. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
No, at this winery.
You know what goes really well with wine?
Well,
people.
That was it. Those young girls must have gone well with the wine.
That's where they came up with the expression of full-bodied wine.
Yes.
People don't know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, see, this guy's funny. So is Mark. But
he knows with people.
So, I want to hear more about your trip.
No, we got to talk about Zane. He's great. I've listened to this guy's shows forever.
Me too.
Really my lord.
One also, quick thing. We were right on the border of Iran, where this village sold wine in Coke bottles so the people could take it into Iran.
I've heard that.
I'm sure it's a fantastic wine.
All the best wine they had over there was fantastic.
Right. Sonoma County is in Coke bottles.
All the yellifying wine.
Fog Belt Winery is here. Brewing. Sorry.
What's Fog Belt doing? Brewing. She's trying to set up a camera rig.
I am.
Just right. On me?
Zane
Lamprey. Because I got to open that beer.
Yes.
Give us your damn story, dude.
Oh, my God. How far back you want to go? How much
all
time
the way.
Do we have?
1972, April 2nd.
Wow.
Do you remember being born?
I know. My earliest memory was when my sister came home from the hospital. She's 4 years younger. So that would be when I was four. That's my earliest memory. Is that – someone said that that's not possible, that you can't actually
it's
remember.
It's possible.
Four, yeah.
Mark says it's possible. I
said it, so it's true.
Let's skip ahead to where my life becomes relevant, to where you and people listening might actually be interested in the rest of the story. So skip ahead to...
I'm hip to Three Sheets, which is a great show.
Well, that's perfect. So that's where I'm going to.
Okay.
So I was... my manager at the time called me up. You have an audition for a host position for this new show called You Should Open a Restaurant. And Steve, you're such a good chef that Mark nominates you for the show. They turn your house into a restaurant for the day. So you have a chef. You come up with a menu. You have someone to come write a review. You know, critic come there, whatever. And so I went into this audition for the host, and I'm sitting down and talking to them, and we're just laughing and whatever. It was more like an interview rather than an audition. And they started laughing, and they said, this is hilarious, but you're just not right for this show. And I was like, oh, I guess that's funny. I thought we were having a good time.
Yeah.
They said, no, you don't understand. Your manager didn't read it right. We're looking for, like, a host or a hostess in the restaurant to seat people, not the host of the show. You're literally – you don't have any lines. You can literally take people to their table and go away.
Hey, you could have done that.
I would have done great at it. So we left, and I was like, all right, that's fine.
You're saying there's two of us.
Yeah. That's right. Don't talk. Just point them to their table. Enjoy your time. Tip your waiter. And so I walked – they were from Seattle, and this was – and I live in Los Angeles. This audition happened in Los Angeles. And so I was walking – so they held it at a hotel near the airport. So I was a little worried of their intentions, and I thought maybe this interview here would happen in a
I would have been
in a hotel room too. And so I'm getting in the elevator, and this guy who is the camera guy says, Zane, wait. Look, we talked about this. We have a show we want to do called Three Sheets. You travel around the world drinking. Is that something you'd be interested in? I'm like, yeah, sure. It's like, all right, we'll call you this week. Now, in L.A., we'll call you this week means have a good life.
Forget it.
Enjoy yourself.
It's over.
Yeah. But when you're from Seattle, we'll call you next week. Actually, it means something. Like in Santa Rosa, it means we're going to call you next week. So they called me. They said, we want you to do the show, come up and do the pilot at a Polish social club in Seattle.
Sweet. I just got back.
Where everyone that's – yes, you did. Herlin, you came back from Poland. And so they – it was – everyone was Polish. Everyone spoke Polish. It was a room that was a gymnasium. It was a bar. It was – you'd get married there. You'd play volleyball there. And it was just amazing. And so Friday night they turned it into like a Polish bar with food and everything.
Yes.
And I didn't know if they wanted me to be able to drink a lot, to be funny, or to be smart. I don't know what from that audition they liked. So I did all three. Yeah. I drank everything they put in front of me. I actually kind of wrote up a few little jokes that I could slide in there. Just like this for this show. I was very busy up all night writing jokes for this.
Of course.
But I've used
so
them
was
all.
I.
I've used them all this morning. And then I brought myself up to speed on Polish drinking customs. But when I got into it, sat down just having drinks with people, it turned into what has become sort of old hat for me, where you just sit down and you just talk. And so you learn about the people, you learn about the drinking customs, and that was it.
Okay, Zane Lampley.
Lamprey.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Like the eel, right?
Some guy named Zane is in here, and he is known for hosting Three Sheets, which is how I know him. He has been, he also hosted Half Fork Will Travel on the Food Network, which I have also seen. And so much more. And then you sought to create Drinking Made Easy.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Or wrap up what we were talking about.
Yeah, so we were talking about the creation of Three Sheets.
Yeah.
It turned into me doing 51 episodes. But then the network went off the air. And I did a Save Three Sheets campaign where I got fans to join me marching through Beverly Hills by all the networks and, you know, the agencies and stuff like that. And 600 people showed up. The next day, I jumped on a plane and went to New York City and did the same thing. We had about 1,000 people at the Save Three Sheets campaign. And at the last stop, so it was a pub crawl. You know, we did go by all the networks places, but we also went to the bars.
Of course.
And at the last bar, my buddy Jim the cop, comes upstairs. He said, Mark Cuban's downstairs. He wants to talk to you. I'm like, Mark Cuban's not downstairs. You're an idiot. But I will go downstairs just to show you that it's not Mark Cuban. I go downstairs and I'm like, oh, hey, Mark. So we ended up creating a show for Mark Cuban's channel, HDNet, called Drinking Made Easy, which we shot an episode up here, this area.
Really?
Yeah. We went to a bunch of places. You know, we went to Rubicon, which I think now is Inglenook.
Yes.
Yeah, again?
Yeah. Yeah.
And a funny story is, so Larry Stone was a...
Coppola owns it now.
Yeah, exactly. It was Coppola back then. But Larry Stone was a... sorry, I've been drinking too much. A sommelier, master sommelier, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know? Why you? Mark's miming to me.
He's messaging.
Mark just got back from 2 months off.
Yeah, right. So anyway,
I'm just here to drink beer.
We were shooting everything, and he said, "Hey, if you guys want, I can give you my discount on some wine." And we're like, "No, it's, you know, it's kind of expensive, and that's fine. But you know, it's fine." Well, why? What's your discount? He said, half off. I go, "All right, can I get a case of this and a case of this?" Of course, he asked me after I was drinking.
Yeah.
And we bought like two cases and some of those giant magnums, and we've had like one occasion to drink it.
Jeroboam.
Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar.
It was the size of a small car.
Are you still part of Monkey Rum?
I'm not. Maybe we should have cleared that before. No, I started Monkey Rum, and I have since retired from Monkey Rum to focus on adventure.
And it's a.
Are you just on my Wikipedia page?
Yeah. Well, you know, I told you. If it's on Wikipedia, it's got to be true.
It's true. It's true.
Okay. Monkey Rum was a premium rum.
Let's stop reading there.
All right. Let's stop that.
Well, I could actually interject in here.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Have
you actually shot a man on Fifth Avenue? That's
that's what I don't want to get to. I don't. It wasn't Fifth. It was in Seventh. Come on. Avenue of the Stars.
But Zane's actually here in Sonoma County with our friend Greg Call from Fog Belt.
Yes.
Because they made a beer, and it's a beer for charity and for the environment, because you also have a travel gear company.
I do.
Because, like, the same problem I have when I travel so much, I can't find the right gear
That's
and
exactly
clothes to wear
right.
and
exactly
parkas
right.
and shoes, and I spend a fortune, and I live in California, and I have things for, like, 0 degree weather
right.
that I can't even wear again.
Right. Well, let's
this beer.
Coming
is fantastic.
Up on the show, more of her Linda's life.
Well, I just wanted to get why he was here.
It's a great segment.
I think it was fantastic.
No, that was my next
good
question.
I think Steve is being a jerk.
Yes,
I'm going to say it. That's the beer talking.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
that's
are,
my, dri-
right, right
my
now,
job.
We are in. I'm in Santa Rosa. I'm also doing my Instagram live. This is for your podcast. This is for the radio. This is going to go out to literally hundreds and hundreds of people. Because of my Instagram. We're up here to launch our first collaboration beer with Fog Belt Brewing.
How did you guys hook up?
What do you mean hook up? Get off my Wikipedia.
How do you know Greg? Oh, wait a minute. I'm centered on this.
Put it right out there, Steve.
Right? Shooting a guy on Fifth Avenue.
I'm a tender lover. It's all right.
So, yeah, we start. Now, you were a backer of one of our, or some of our Kickstarters.
Yeah, multiple
right?
Kickstarters, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you just got your backpack.
I did just get my backpack, yep.
And so we just started talking. But what's the connection between Garrett from Maui Brewing?
Oh, nothing. I could just tell that you were a big fan of beer.
Oh, okay.
You know, not just from the show.
Yeah, right.
It was real.
Right,
so
yeah.
I just thought, hey, why not? I'll reach out and see if he's interested. And
yep.
That's basically how
Garrett,
it happened.
Garrett from Maui Brewing is one of our biggest is our biggest investor
wow, really?
of adventure. Yeah, he's awesome. Awesome
wow.
guy.
Garrett the Muscles.
Muscles, exactly. And so we are on Saturday, December 14th. We are from – I'll be there from 1 to 5. It's open for –
We open at 11, but 11. Usually we start these events
I'm
around
staggering.
Noon. So.
And so we're I'll be drinking the night before. And then we'll have an event to launch our new beer, which is a Redwood Lager, which is made with fresh foraged redwood tips that we foraged.
It's delicious.
Right.
A little bit of juniper in a red lager.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Exactly.
That's delicious.
Amazing.
It is.
Did you drink some?
It's a great beer.
What else besides what he was saying, what's new at Fog Belt? You guys have been doing a great job for
thanks.
A while.
Yeah, we just try to keep everything new and fresh. You know, we do our monthly food and beer pairings that nobody else really does because not a lot of people have kitchens. Just trying to come up with new styles constantly. I don't know, just reinventing.
What is this benefit, though? It benefits, like, it's a charity, right?
Yeah, that's
some
actually
kind of outsourcing.
So, yeah, so with every four-pack produced, we plant a tree.
Okay, what kind of tree?
That's a great question. So we plant our trees.
Can you plant one in our studio?
I planted one out in the lobby.
Oh,
just give it,
in
give
the
it
green
time.
Room.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a seed. Give it some time. We plant our trees through Green Forest Work. And what they do is they take areas of the Appalachian region that have been strip mined. When strip mined, they go just cut the top of a mountain off and then mine their stuff. And then they have to leave it graded. They don't have to make it suitable for trees. So Green Forest Work, they go in and they bring in some topsoil. They turn the soil around so that they can then plant trees. There's millions of acres, which is amazing to even fathom. Millions of acres that, because of the strip mining, is not suitable for trees.
Gosh.
So it like scrub, brush, and stuff like that grows, but that doesn't produce the oxygen, the habitats, and just sorts of reforest the area. So we plant three trees through them, and then so through the production of this beer, those trees will be planted.
And Fog Belt, we name all of our beers after trees. We're big into the outdoors and trees, so it was a natural fit.
Well, there's a tree called the Adventure Tree.
Yeah, there is.
Give me a quick rerun. It's been a while since you've been in about the history of Fog Belt. I know you're Santa Rosa, Vintner Square, where DR Genzio.
I can talk as deep as Steve if you want me to.
Well, I dare you.
I mean, the first thing you have to learn about is the beer that you guys make.
In a world.
It hurts. It rattles my soul.
It's our sixth anniversary in February. And
not bad, dude.
Thanks, man.
That's pretty good.
I learned it from watching you.
So we're celebrating our sixth anniversary in February.
Wow, six.
Yeah, we've grown from a seven-barrel system to a 15. Woo! We're still very small, but we are looking to grow and expand here pretty soon. It's just the beer climate's really competitive, so you don't want to misstep, as we all know, with the recent purchase and sell of a brewery from San Diego.
We won't say Ballast Point. We're not going to name it.
No, why would we mention
that? Too. I'm sorry? There's so many breweries selling right now.
Oh, totally, yeah. So, you know, it's just like any other industry that was established. The honeymoon's over, and you have to be really serious.
Now you got to work.
Take your time. Yeah. And,
But you have to love what it is that you're doing, and that's 100%. Why...
That's the relationship.
That's why we chose to work with you guys, because it's a love of beer.
I mean, I've been a fan of Zane shows just like you guys have for a really long time, and this is partly a selfish relationship on my end. But it can't be hollow. It had to work. So him supporting, reforestation was a really big thing for us.
Right on.
And it worked. So.
But where else is the beer going to be available? I saw you're doing like a tour also with the beer.
So with Adventure, so we have an equity raise where we're selling stock in Adventure. And so we're doing a brewery tour. It ends on December 20th, next week. And so we are going to on Monday I'll be in Salt Lake City. The next day I'll be in Denver, then Austin, then Phoenix, and then Friday I'll be in Vegas. And we did 21 cities in October, where we did the whole West Coast, and then did the Midwest, Chicago down to Louisville, and up through like D.C., Boston, New York. So in total, 21 breweries.
It's a hard life.
Wow.
It's difficult.
Are any other breweries going to be involved in making this beer? So
this particular beer that we're doing with Fog Belt is a one-off as far as the style. We hope to continue. If it sells, we'll just continue to make
it. Yes, absolutely.
We are also doing one with LA Ale Works in Los Angeles. We're doing an orange lager.
Ah, true.
And then we're also doing one, a coconut probably a coconut lager.
With Maui.
With Maui Brewing. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this one's fabulous.
Thank you. I didn't make it. It was just
This should plant a few trees. This is a great beer.
First of all, we've consumed about six. So we've planted 2.5 trees. I feel bad for that half tree.
We're on our way.
We're on our way. We're saving the world.
I'm adding to that right now.
You're pouring in your coffee cup.
Anytime you introduce anything like Redwood Tips, it scares people. You've got to be really careful. It's got to be subtle, but you still need the aroma and flavor there. So we were very careful with how we made this.
No, it's a great recipe. It's not overly hopped. It's got a lot of body to it and it's wonderful fantastic. Redwood flavor. It's good.
Right on. Thank you.
That's from Mark Carpenter, who started at Anchor in San Francisco in 72.
Can't be a better compliment.
And Zane went to Anchor.
When I was born, when I was a baby in 1972. Yeah. My mom was baptized in Anchor. Mark baptized me.
But you interviewed. He interviewed Fritz Maytag on the drinks.
Drinking Made Easy.
Yeah, show. And Mark met him back then.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. We met up at the brewery, just said hello. All his drinking shows, by the way.
We didn't just say hello. You and I had a nice conversation.
We had a great conversation.
I thought we connected, and you just make it seem like it was fleeting fancy.
Well, I didn't know you wanted more.
Yeah.
One night stand.
He borrowed 50 cents from you. Didn't
I did borrow 2 bits. Can you tell us about we talked about this beer.
Yeah.
And in the making of this beer, you decided to add juniper after after adding the redwood tips.
Mm-hmm.
Just the tips.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it rounds out that kind of forest flavor.
Yeah.
You know, I say that every day, just the tips.
Without being overbearing, you add too much of, you know, I would say redwood tips or anything kind of similar, and it just destroys the beer.
Yeah, and juniper is a great addition to beer. We've done that with our Christmas ale.
And it's the berries, not the
plant. Yeah, the berries, yeah. Right.
Oh, okay.
It can be a great addition.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great shirt.
See, look at that.
We actually just poured gin into the beer. We didn't even use
beer,
the berries.
Plant trees.
Are those for sale?
Zane is supporting a Redwood Lager t-shirt that Adventure company made.
This is at adventure.com. So ADV3, N-T-U-R-E. So the first E is a 3 because we plant 3 trees with every purchase.
And I put a link on the Brouhaha Facebook page.
Fantastic.
to the Fog Belt Adventure compilation, so you can actually get to there and get to your site.
Cool.
And actually, it's on Instagram, too.
All right. So have you ever heard of the Taste Awards Los Angeles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you win?
What? Are you still on my Wikipedia page? Did someone know this computer
name? No. We've won 3 awards from the Taste Awards, and then we gave up and said, we're done. But
I hosted the first year of the Taste Awards.
No way.
And I went up there.
Good thing you weren't hosting the year we first won when I was down there.
What year was that?
I don't remember, but I was pretty high. It was not my greatest moment.
Listen, I hosted the awards the first year that they had it, and I promoted it on my social media, and so people thought that it was my award show. So we got a lot of people that came and paid, I think, $75 to come and to the award show.
We stayed at the Roosevelt Hotel and had a blast.
Do you want to talk more about?
Yeah, <they're laughs> we're out of time. Thanks for coming, man. No, tell us the story.
Well, so it was the first year they had it, and I was up there, and I was hosting it, and I had written some stuff, you know, whatever. And again, some people, fans of the show, showed up and thought it was mine, so they're being supportive. But the guy who was running it, I want to say his name, AC, but he forgot the cards that had all the winners on them. Or like, and the nominees are, and the winner is, he forgot those.
That sounds like the Taste Awards.
Yeah, exactly. And so he was writing them as quickly as he could to get them to me. I couldn't read his chicken scratch. And people were like watching, and they're like, hey, Zane, better luck next time. Like they were texting or putting on social media. I'm like, no, it wasn't mine. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
And so my wife said, if you ever go back and do that award show, I will punch you in your nether regions. Because they kept asking me, like, oh, it's gotten better. And my wife's like, uh-uh, don't do it. Don't do it. To like, open up like that, to forget that. How can you forget that? And then I won that year and the next year. And then they didn't bring the awards. You just shared one. And then you went off stage with it, and you handed it to the next person. They'd come on and present it to the next person, and they never sent it to me. So,
now see,
so anyway, some congratulations.
Yes, we won 3 times.
You must be very proud.
Oh, yeah.
And how many times did you attend?
Once.
There you go. Yeah.
And I have no idea what the awards are, you know. But
it was awards for food and fashion. That's how it started off.
Yeah,
I think it was a Tasty Awards, and then they changed it to Taste. And
You're right.
And Steve won for fashion.
he sure did. Hold on.
Of course.
Hold on.
I wore my pajamas. Yeah. Like I am now.
Get the pants in there.
Oh, I got the pants. Well, you know what? Listen, it's for people who are listening. It's let me describe this. It is a okay. Here we go. So it's a shirt that he stole from Barney. It's a purple polo. The pants are—they're not pinstriped because they're sort of like
wide striped. I don't know.
They're penitentiary pants.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the jacket was $5 at Goodwill.
Well, you overpaid.
And it's it's way too big. Yeah.
You should have paid $3.
I remember the last time we won a Taste Award thing. I was looking through the stuff and I saw some of your stuff out there, and I went, oh, yeah, okay, I know this.
You're like, we got him. We got him. He's easy.
We won, I mean, we won, like, best radio show in the world or some shit.
No, that's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
At the Taste Awards? You know, and then they wound up, it went from the Egyptian Theater.
Right, that's where I hosted it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It went from there.
To the AC's Garage?
To a Denny's in Compton.
Yes, exactly. You know,
so we gave up years ago.
Here's an interesting segue. So when I was doing Three Sheets, we went to Newcastle.
Oh, nice.
And Newcastle is known in Europe as the place to go for a, they call it stag and hen. We'd call it a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. And it is the number three party city in Europe.
Wow.
So we get there, we're doing a show, and everyone keeps talking about that. You know, whatever, I'm like, hey, we're the number three party city in Europe. I'm like, as per who?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? And no one knew. So one person had thought the same way as me, like, what is it? It was a travel agent who listed the top 10 party cities in Europe and listed Newcastle as number three. It wasn't a publication. It was just literally like
just
someone on their website.
One guy and they drunk.
That's it. Exactly right.
Because they're saying Budapest is now for stag parties.
Budapest. That makes sense. In the summer. Not in the winter.
All right. The Brouhaha, the Hop Monk Drive Brouhaha, brought to you in part by the beverage people in Santa Rosa. These folks, man, they have been Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters since 1980. The beverage people can help you craft your next beer, wine, show you how to cure olives, make cheese. They're just amazing. And you can go to thebeveragepeople.com. Better yet, go to their store. They're at 1845 Piner Road in Santa Rosa. And, Mark, I know you're a huge fan.
They're good guys. I was good friends with the man who started that operation, and it's still a fabulous operation for anybody that wants to make stuff at home. And my wife was talking the other day about making cheese, so I'm going to send her up there. You know?
Okay. Oh, I'll go with her.
Yeah. So that it's a great.
Did you bring
cheese?
Did you bring cheese today?
No, I did not.
If you knew you were going to talk about cheese, you could have brought cheese to this party.
But, you know, you can't do everything.
You can't.
Here, you want some ribs?
What is that?
You literally we don't have cheese, but we have ribs.
You have some ribs from yesterday.
No, just a few hours ago with the sake.
Herlinda. I love the beverage people. So, actually, I did take a cheese class.
Great
at the
place
beverage
for
people.
Christmas gifts, by
yes.
the way.
Gift certificates, kits. You can learn how to make cider, wine, you know, beer, everything there. But I did the cheese class. That was super fun. And they have a great...
Did you say cheese class?
Cheese class. Learn how to make ricotta. Homemade ricotta.
Ricotta.
But make sure you follow the directions because that's why you take the class. But they also have a great selection of books. So you can put together a whole basket for Christmas there, for the holidays or New Year's
Eve.
Yeah,
no, it's a great place to go for Christmas.
Yeah.
And for making beer. I was just watching Zane. He's trying to get a film going on.
I'm doing a Facebook Live right now. Before I was doing Instagram Live. A Facebook Live. And then can we talk? Steve's on his phone. You know what? I got it. I'll take over.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Please
welcome
do.
Welcome to the Brouhaha
Please
Show.
Do. I'm old.
I'm Zane Lamprey. I'm here visiting from Los Angeles, California, where we are, you know, we've been working with Fogmelt Brewing to develop this redwood lager, which is a red lager
process
made with fresh foraged redwood tips. And so on December 14th,
this Saturday,
from 1 to 5.
2 days.
What happened? There's a two-day event?
No, it's in 2 days.
It's in 2 days?
Yeah.
What
did I say?
I
was trying to help everybody out.
The man's a math master.
I've been
trying
drinking.
To be specific, you know? I'm sure a lot of people out there are drinking right
so,
now.
So we developed this beer, this redwood
lager. I just got the
lager.
1 minute sign from Mike. So.
From what? To do what?
Talk quick.
Okay. So listen. So be there at Fogbelt Brewing in Santa Rosa on Saturday. To have some beers with us.
And get to meet Zane
Lamprey.
Go home with some beer. Drink some beer. You get to have the Redwood Lager, which is made with fresh foraged redwood tips.
Easy for you to say.
Just the tips.
We will be taking over some of the parking lot, too, so if you're worried about
space. It's a parking lot takeover party!
Zane Lamprey, honor to meet you, dude.
An honor to be here. Thank you.
You have done some great stuff.
Anytime your
you're up here, please come in.
I'm going to take your jacket.
And Herlinda, and of course the return of Mark Carpenter.
Oh, well, we got
Greg from Fogbelt.
All right, kids. That's it for us tonight.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.